sevmeyi derdi şarşı yapılır adam. Karşı tarafı sev tersi bir adam. So there's something called a derhi şara. And the criteria for this to fair is to verse like seho. Rabbi Yehme, atan his chubu divi Rabbi Perek echot vasa dvar vayish Perek. V'lai sida yitzim rishayim. This is going back to what he said before. Av gav shazaf yabshim gam liyal shay orish al Rabbi. V'fize. V'fneize probably should be. V'hoya loy lahavka benim ha'av. Mikol mokoyim his chubu divi Rabbi Perek miyuchad. Ki boi hoya teru gdulu mokim echot. This is what we spoke about last time. That wherever you get something that sprouts two very different inyanim, then bar korchach it's an akudas rashis that's makif a lot. Vayerosh lechol Yisrael, v'roy lats and dvar v'shperik. He also was the rosh of Kol Yisrael, and v'meila one should put that nekuda. He should put him first. The nekuda of being the rosh of Klal Yisrael, it's not only the nechbadus sheboi, that's very chash and so on, but the other concept of rosh, just like the mashal, the person who heads the chief of staff. I don't know what they call it in England. In America, they have the highest military rank is you have the head of the army, the head of the navy, and so on. They're the staff. And you have a chief of staff who is meant to include within himself the understanding of what the army can and can't do, the understanding what the navy can and can't do, the understanding what the air force can and can't do, and the way these parts one against each other. The reish in the body is meant to incorporate all the nyan medaguf and to give each one its due and its instructions and weigh one ave against another ave and so on. So anybody that's a reish of Kol Yisrael, which Rabbeinu HaKadosh was, is Roy Lasset for Rosh Perik for the same reason that we said before. Voy, Legoid La Musa Sheniskim Divi Rebbe, Shama Ezeder Shev Chalei Adam, Vedovaze Koil Kol Maise Adam Ashayase. This is something that includes all Maise Adam, Kamay Shama Ezeder Shev Chalei Adam, Kloima Kol Drachav. This is something which the type of Musa is all inclusive. The fact that it applies to so many different ma'isim tells me b'kim shamusa zekol kol ma'is adam kovir reish v'schala. This is also a very interesting nekuda. You have the marshal. Let's say you have somebody gives his talmidim musa that they should come on time to seder. They should never come on time to seder. It's not going to come late. They missed the shir. Whatever it is. So that's a musr, but it's the experience it's limited to is when they're in yeshiva. If somebody speaks musr to a person about the kolalius union of seder and how important seder is and so on and so forth, he's addressing a much larger area, and the person has a much bigger havana because he talked about something that he said. When you talk about musr, also, if it's something that's kol kol ma'is adam, you can include many areas of Eretz Hashem under the rubric of that Musa. It's a raya that rubric is a very kolistic inyan and not a protistic inyan. And therefore should be the beginning of a perek. Mikim shon zekrel kol ma'asadim kovur resh haschol. V'chein divay akavim em mahal. V'l tam ze atzmei som dvor resh haperek. V'chein divay ben zayim agam kein. K'mo shizbaya b'Eretz Hashem. Shekol shamutz shlei koil hisl haperek. Wherever his musr is kolel, that is starts a perik. It's interesting also in a yonim of, let's say, history. When we look at tekufis of Rishonim, tekufis of Achronim, tekufis of Reb Chaim, tekufis of Chassidus, you get something very interesting. A certain person is miyasid, a certain branch, he brings out a certain branch of Yiddishkeit, of learning, of Torah, of whatever, of Eretz Hashem, and his many Talmidim bring out all sorts of different aspects and angles of that Inyan. So you have the Reish, Rabbi Shlomo Bar Shem Tov founded Chassidus, and all the different Knation that came out afterwards one will assume were kolol in his Torah. If it gave birth to that, just like when a person gives birth to kids and grandchildren, everything, so it's a little bit different by human beings because we have two genes, two sources of genes, but it's kolol in the parents. Here also, whatever, anybody that you can determine, that you can say is the beginning of a tkufa, it's because he's kolol within himself. You see later that everything comes afterwards. I bet some different variations of that same nekuda. Omnam yeshchal la'ayim b'sepech moshe kibol v'shaltim tzu v'vua kimash yeshchal b'divir rabbi pek echad ha'kol adim shafi ha'chachma k'mosh b'anashem. Now it goes on. So the first thing is explaining the beginning of Rebbe and the beginning of Perek and so on. And it's interesting, even though Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a certain way the end of a tekufa, he was the end of all the Mishnayos, but he was the beginning of the Mishnayos the way we have it. He started the Mahalach of Mishnayos the way we have it. It finished the door before, and it started our door. Now the Mishnah itself, here some Shailas. Eidu Dar Shiyav L'Adam, Kol Shidi Feres Leiseh, Feres Leiseh L'Adam. Yesh L'Ishol, Ach HaShem HaKol Shidi Feres Leiseh, which means that it's credit, it does the person great credit. L'Amon Tuch L'Ima Oit V'Teferes Le'Mina Adam. So why is it important that people should compliment him? I mean, Lemaisa, he did what's right. It's like saying, you know, the person of Shem Shabbos, so that's very good. And also, everybody said nice things about him, that he's Shem Shabbos. V'Oid Yishlishol, L'Amon Mereba Ita Derech Yishara. You see, Rebbe calls it Derech Yishara. V'Lo Rabbi Yechna Mazaka Oime Eza Derech Toiva. Toiva L'Chon is a more generic term, and why the Shirin Alashim between the two? V'Oid Yitzchav Alashim Nister. So you have two different a switch in the middle of the lashon between noichach to nista. Vira, throughout Sulaima, ki kama dvarim shem tovim ba'atzmam shadim oisaisam v'heim tiferes el ha'oise ach einam tiferes min adam. But Sulaima Sha'adam Horoya Megano is Al Kach. So he's saying here a very, very interesting Nekuda here. He says it is wrong that to say that you don't care what people think. You have different Inyanim that we say are also because of Yuara. You have different Inyanim that are Altia min hamatmihin v'chein hala. You have a the chiyuvei Torah, the dinei Torah, are a reflection of the mitzias ha'adam. Mitzias ha'adam consists of two things: of a neshama and a guf. Just like the muscle, a person can a kohen can be a tremendous tzaddik. But if his guf has a mum in it, he can't do the avoda. So if the Chavetz Chaim with Chas Shalom have a mum, he couldn't do the avoda. He's such a Shalom Bifnim and such a big, big person. The Teretz is, the Shleimus Atzuras Adam carries in itself both in Yanim, the Pnim and the Chutz. That's an Adam Shalom. If a person's guf is not good, he's called a Baal Mum. Even though the person's Nesham is Kaddish and Tahar. I mean, certainly if the Neshama is Peguma, but the Teretz is the Tzura that's called Adam in this world is Chutz and Pnim, and B'meila, the world of mitzvahs, has Chutz and Pnim, and they have to go together. Divrei Chachamim B'Nachas Nishmoyim. The Maris Ayin, many Inyanim come to two together. I want to use this to explain an Inyan that Chazal say that we learn when it says that Rachel is the Yafastaya. The pasuk says Rachel is the Yafastaya, and we ask ourselves, Lemaynaf Kamina. Yosef was incredibly beautiful. So by Yosef, the pasuk tells me was an Isayan. It is kind of not to get into trouble. But what about Rachel? Well, does the pasuk doesn't speak anything about it being an Isayan? So what's the Indian of it? So the Pashtun is, it means that she was, her Pnimius was nice. It's true of Pnimius was nice, but I'm sure Leah's primus was just nice. There was a special yichud in Rachel that she was. My son once told me he was learning in cheder, and the Rebbe teached that this sorry was yifas toya, that she was very very big tzaddikis. And one of the kids in cheder said that's not true. It means she was very pretty, and the Rebbe gave him a big smack and punished him appropriately. But it does mean that she was very attractive. It does, yes, the pasuk does mean that. I mean, besides the fact that there's kind of hard to believe that if she was just a very big tzaddikis, that Paro would be so would want her so much for being a big tzaddikis. But that's a ma'amar muska. But what's the mile of it? What's the pasuk telling me? The teretz is a house that's rotten inside and painted nicely outside is not a mile at all. It's a chisar. It's a double chisar. A house that's very soundly built and very good, but the paint is peeling and it's cobwebs, has a chisar. It needs a cleaner. And the yoifi is the goof to the object. An object of Mishkan or based on Mikdash looks, it has a beauty to it. It is a davar shalei. A person whose pnimius is very good, but is lacking in his chitzonius, so it's a chisar. Obviously, given the choice, the one that has no pnimius has nothing, and the one who has the pnimius who has chitzonius is lacking some. But it's still something there. There's the koren or panav, which is a maila. It was able. It means that the teichon was able to reflect itself outside. If the tzuras ha-mitzvah that the person does is me'orer, if people don't like his tzidkis, it means it's coming in a something about the envelope, something about the wrapping is sets people off. There are, if you take a look around, there are very very big tzaddikim who do things that are very strange. And people don't have a problem with it. It fits the person. It seems genuine. It seems to come for good reasons. People see in him a hechakai, and people are fine with it. There are other people, and it gets people very that do things that are tzidkis, and then gets people very very irritated. If it gets people irritated, it's a simon that's lacking. The mila of the chutz is in the way that it presents itself to people. And therefore, if there is not, I mean, just the top conference of Rav Bigdoy, people take it a package with chutz and pnim, the same instrument. If a person sells it, if it's boxed in a nice box, it has a bigger appeal. If it's boxed in an ugly box, it doesn't have a good appeal. So lemaisa, the tiferes mina adam is a chiyuv. It's part of it's part of Torah. So if a person does things and he says it's a derech that a person goes on. If a person's derech is disregarding what people feel, then it is going to be davar meguna. We'll see in 1 second that it's not everybody, but we'll see in a second. Let's go. If the person does great mitzvahs, he does great mitzvahs. To do things that people feel are wrong, where the thing itself gives the appearance. And Meretz is a pasuk, Visim Nikim Hashem Yisrael. There's a chiyuv to that what you're doing right should present itself as well. The Koskan Samad Chacham Shechil Hashem Nir L'Brish L'Maisa Hodin B'Nar. So he's talking about the Maisa itself. He's not talking about dressing daffy or whatever. He's talking about the Maisa itself, if it appears to people as wrong, as krum, or even if it's misleading people, it's still wrong. So there's a chiyuv that the person of that the people around should also find it to be attractive. It's interesting that you used, Taka, the word tiferes, which is a type of lush of beauty, of pe'er, because it's the presentation of something is the thing itself also. So why does it say kol sheferes min ha'adam? And why does it say tiferes le'seho? Ki lefomim b'nei adam yifar echot al mais ha'shoise u'bala mais lo'y mecham l'shem shemayim u'lefom mechavein laharim she'nir etzark in Hebrius v'l'shech b'zeh lo'y meshiv chaderach zeh. You know, you can't stop by saying that what people will say about you is kaveh. You certainly first have to ask yourself, is the maisa good or not? The fact that people think he's a big tzaddik or big tom chokham and he's not, doesn't add anything to him. The first thing is, it has to be tiferes le'seho, it bemes has to be good. So if a person does something and it's not something that is bad and good, he shouldn't feel well, but at least people think that it's good, so that's fine. You're not allowed to do things. You're not allowed to do things that appear to people as not being right. It's interesting that Rebbeinu HaKadosh was somebody that's Teru G'dula B'Makom Echad, which very much fits the maima that he's saying. Omekoskim ain't a hogan l'fi emes, actually a maisa hogan l'fi emes, v'gam ala roya. So he's adding to the handsome fact that it has to be hogan to the roya. Omash l'amor l'tiferes le min ha'briyas. Why does it say min ha'adam? Ki ein kol ha'briyas chom da'as ha'derech ha'mefuah. Ki l'fom ha'mefuah b'ini echot sh'nedeh l'hovin. Well, if he emes, ain't a mefuah. And this is a very, very important nekuda to bear in mind. L'moshel, if somebody's sitting and learning in Kailu, there are societies where if he walks in, people will look at it very askance, and they'll be very unhappy with it, and they'll be very derogatory about it, and so on. There are places where if they're sitting and davening, their davening takes 20 minutes, it takes you 40 minutes, they look very askance at it. You can't just say that people have to be pleased with what you're doing. Most people don't have their standards. It's not the pshat that they have another perspective. They don't have a perspective. It's only when you have somebody that's of equal, let's say you have a chabura of an etaira, and one of them does extraordinary tzidkis that other people find irritating, or they think it's usser, they feel that that's not right, or it gives the impression of being dab usser. If the other people are mevinim, then it's shayach that you need, then their opinion is important. But if those people are not, ke'en kol bishchal dasa derech ha'mefua, so he's saying over here, the measurement, the standard of different opinions and different that other people seeing it should be nispoil from it is only if they have a tzuras adam. the words. Listen, if you want to reach out to other people, if you want them to think that being that's nice to be frum and so on and so forth, you have to look normally, you have to look with it, you have to look this, you have to look that. That's not what it means. What it means is that the maisa mitzar asmo is nifchan on toifanim. Let's give a marshal. Sometimes you have like a sukkah, a marshal that you put up, and they in order to make it easier to put up, they have one color on the inside, one color on the outside, and you can immediately see where each board belongs by the colors and so on. So if somebody puts, so there's two ways to determine where different boards go. One is you can measure it and put it into place, but based on the measurements and what's supposed to support what. And there's also, if you've done it that way and the colors don't match up, you've made a mistake. The same thing is true with the world of mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs, and they have a Shulchan Aruch Pnimi, and they also can be run through other people. And if people find it unseemly or something wrong with it, then it's suspect as not being a mitzvah. It's suspect that something's wrong in the cheshem. But if the other people are bechlal not shayach to the parsha, then their opinion does not go in being kaveya that it's in a teferis. This is a very, very important criteria. It's one of the things that Baal HaTshuva have a hard time with. Baal HaTshuva is somebody that be'etzem fived on society and rejected everything with the arguments that just because everybody does it, you don't have to do it, and what's important is to do what's right, and everybody else thinks this and that. I mean, that's usually the biggest thing. Baal HaTshuva is his family, his friends, his teachers, his employer, they all think. So good. So he makes that break with tremendous nefesh, and he goes off and does and becomes frum. 2 years later, he's learning a mishabura, and he comes up with this halacha that people don't do. He starts doing it, and the mashkiach comes over to him, or someone else comes over and says, "You know, you really shouldn't do it. People think it's strange. They look like it. They think you're frum. They think it is that." To which I don't know if they usually if people verbalized it, but it's definitely definitely unanswered question. If I would care what people think, I'd be in a t-shirt and jeans outside. I don't say something. Are we doing what's right, or are we doing what people think? Sometimes people voice it, and sometimes people just don't voice it, but they're still bothered by it. And the answer is, what other people think is a good kaveh, the marshal. If there's a question of if a doctor has a suffix, what to do with a patient, and he has a certain mahalach, but he's not sure. It's something it's a vasakana, and it's rare, and there's issues. So he runs it by another 5, 6, 7 doctors, and he gets a general sense of what everybody thinks. That's an opinion he should be miskashiv with. He is not miskashiv with them at his own risk. And it's appropriate for him to be miskashiv and to ask himself, what's there, you know, what does the general item think? But and let's say the patient's family don't like it. They don't like it not because they know anything about medicine, but some, they don't like what it sounds like. That opinion is not within the context of opinions that are valid for that Indian. Their opinion counts for nothing. But when you have people that have that idea and so on, then it makes then it's something that person is chassid with. So in the world of people that have a Shem Adam, to the Daggett, I believe so. This is where I'm holding. This is Adam, and these are the people that are shaykh to me. If they think that this is unseemly or it's strange or whatever it is, then I have a chiyuv to tiferes. I once heard a very cute marshal from Shalom Shadra many, many, many years ago. I think the end of the 60s, he was speaking in America. And he said that he spoke for Israeli soldiers, Chayalim, and he was talking about Yiddishkeit, and one of the soldiers says, Kvod HaRav, I hear hear you, and I hear there's a lot of evidence what you're saying. But there's a world around, and the person has to be part of the world. So Reb Shalom said, I'll give you a mashal. He said, let's say you land in Switzerland, and you get off the plane, and the first thing you see is a cow. And then you see another cow, and another cow, and another cow. Cows all around. So are you going to tell yourself that since everybody around is walking on food, munching on grass, you have to shoulder through to it? The everybody that you have to shoulder through to it is only if there's been a determination that this is Adam. If in our determination this doesn't fit Tiferes Adam, there's no Tiferes Lo Min HaAdam. So, and the truth is, the Tiferes Min HaAdam, besides what we said about Chutz and Pnim, there's a certain nekuda of I was reading recently that if you test, the more people you ask about a certain thing, the closer the answer is to the truth. I think they did it with how many windows does a double-decker bus have. And the more people they ask, the average was closer to the truth. There's a certain emes within the context of the Rav Deis. Provided, understand that each one's a day. When you put the days together, you get another kav that is goes on der emes. But his point is a lot more on the nekuda of the chutz and the pnim and the significance of chutz being an important chelak of it. Okay, any questions?
Let me just mention at the beginning that there is some type of a myla or inyan of a physical yofi, even for a man. And when the Torah is Meshabech Yosef HaTzadik, that he was a Yifei Tayan, Yifei Meir. I mean, Lamais, the Gemara, which speaks about Rabbi Yishuv Ben Hananya, that Yavei Sani, Avi Gemir Yitzei.
Right.
That, I mean, that's always the kasha which they ask, you know, how is the Torah being Meshabech Yosef when you see that it seems to be a chisaron? How are we seeing the issue?
I think the Torah is like this. There is a tremendous nisayon in for the person who's a bal yofi. There's a tremendous nisayon to be oimid on his chutz and on the chesm of his pnim. In other words, a person that prides himself on being good looking, he's always brushing his hair, he's always whatever, you know, he's patchkinning with his beauty. He doesn't want to. You know, he doesn't want to get into something because it's going to soil his hands. On a practical level, the derech klal many times tends to hamper a person. And Rabbi Yishuv could say about himself that he had this son of a gemur tfei, that if I would have been ugly, I would have learned more. But that's on a practical level. It's just like saying that if a person is poor, he spends more time sitting and learning. He doesn't have other distractions. It's not a shlemus, it's a practical nafkemina. But on mitzvah, the shlemus adav, if you have somebody, people, again, I can only get it from the way I hear from people. When people speak about European gedolim, Reb Chaim Moizes stands out as somebody that seemed to have incorporated all that yofi. I mean, not so much a physical yofi, obviously, it's not something you can measure on people, but it's more, Reb Chaim Moizes was always even tempered. Reb Chaim Moizes had a deep smile. Reb Chaim Moizes had infinite patience. Reb Chaim Moizes, there was something about his whole approach and attitude and person. You know, people who saw him were I'll tell you, my shver was never in a spot for anybody. Well, I never heard the extreme notes of his spilus. You know, even my shver was called Chazdish. Yeah, I mean, they were giants, but the tone of voice that he used in Sogar Chaim Moizes was as if the Malach Michor was here. And I heard from other people who were like, Chaim Moizes was like Melech B'Yofi Techzena. It was something, you know, people tell the stories about Chavetz Chaim's poor apartment and so on. Chaim Moizes had a very big apartment, a very nice apartment, and people don't see it as there. He was cool, everything about him was aristocratic, and everything about him was had a lot of yofi and chaint. People were in awe. It's a shlemus. It's a tremendous nisayon that a person not be nifchav to it. pulls your eye. I, you know, I always wanted to have a computer company, and I was looking for a computer recently, and so the first thing is what color? This color is $20. More so, like, yes, a big deal. What might have to be the color of a computer. It's a piece of furniture that's supposed to do a job. It's not supposed to. But a person likes it. He likes it. It should look very sleek and modern and so on. It's a schlemus to a thing, but a lot of times it comes at the price of substance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just like when you buy a house, it's always freshly painted, and it always, you know, they make some cosmetic changes. So definitely, if the house is good and sound and has a lot of, everything, the inside is good, the nice paint, the nice finish is definitely very nice. If the finish, but the tendency is to make a nice finish to cover up for the lousy, interior.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Good job.
Good job.